Network.
Okay, I'm on a phone blitz. I always try to do this, but the calls always bring up such interesting info. We get stuck on one caller for 20 minutes. Each caller, you got 1 minute. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Season's greetings, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, I'd like to truly wish you and yours and all of us the very best new year for our families and for our fight against this evil. Alex, I'd like to harken back just with two quick comments here that you could comment on for me, please, to your conversation with Mr. Braverman in the beginning of the program. Alex, when I think of Hollywood, I think of tremendous publicity value on a great scale of magnitude. If the numerous world-famous Hollywood stars who are opposed to the New World Order agenda will come out publicly, it would, not counting your worthy self, it would be the most devastating blow to New World Order implementation that has yet occurred. I'd like to ask all of you good people in Hollywood to please come forward and assist the cause of truth and all of humanity's very survival.
Mark, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. For those that don't know, Michael Braverman, one of the executive producers on Conspiracy Theory, was on with us today. I'm a consultant on the show. It's groundbreaking this got on the air. And he talked about the old fake left establishment doesn't want any New World Order info on TV or on television or in movies, cable, broadcast TV, whatever the case is. And how this show, from our perspective, the true perspective, is groundbreaking. And I've talked to Braverman a lot, but he never brought up the fact that Bruce Willis, Brad Pitt, Woody Harrelson, and I threw those names out, and he went, yeah, that's the names. How did you know that? I told you, folks, you can't believe. I told, but Bruce Willis? I mean, you heard, because I was never going to bring it up on air because it was private info, but Rick Linkletter felt like doing it, so he did, because nobody told him to keep it on the lowdown, that Bruce Willis has been in Austin making a movie with, that was 3 years ago, with my good friend Rick Linkletter. And this is like Hollywood, Texas, next to Canada. This is one of the biggest areas in the world for making films. New Zealand's another place, Australia. But it's inexpensive to make films there, so a lot of Hollywood stars come through. And they hear my radio show, they see my Access TV show years ago. But in this case, Rick Linkletter gave a bunch of my films to Bruce Willis. And Bruce had a complete awakening to the left-right paradigm. And there's some other behind-the-scenes stuff I'm not going to get into because it was private. But then, whenever, this is just one case example. Then, whenever Rick Linkletter talked about Bruce Willis's awakening from my films, because Rick's a big fan of the show and gave him a bunch of my films, at the time, Terror Storm and Martial Law, that Bruce said, now I understand how both parties are controlled. We talked about that. Michelle Malkin came out and said, it's impossible, it can't be true. But she didn't call Bruce Willis. She just said, it can't be true. Then Bruce, a few months later, gave an interview to Vanity Fair, and he said, the same people that killed Kennedy run America. They control both parties. I've had an awakening to the New World Order. Now, I didn't even bug Rick or Bruce to try to stay in contact with Bruce Willis and try to push it. If Bruce Willis wants to find out how to get a hold of me and wants to come on, he can. Because I'm going to wake up the general public, and I can't count on things that may or may not happen. Charlie Sheen called me up out of the blue. I never talked to him and said, I want to go public. And, you know, I sit there and talk to Keanu Reeves, Woody Harrelson, a lot of other people over the years. And, you know, they're all into this info. They order my videos when they come out. I talk to them every once in a while, and they go, yeah, I'll come on sometime, but I'm not sure. Because they know that the establishment will try to hurt their careers. As long as you want to be a fake leftist, it's fine, or be a right-winger like Tom Selleck, it's fine. But the point is, all the old socialists are dying off in Hollywood, and I'm telling you, 80% or more of Hollywood is anti-New World Order. This is all they talk about, all they're into. The awakening's accelerating, and the globalists are in trouble there. Because the big studios are losing control of their people. And that's what's happening. And it's very exciting.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, good afternoon, Freedom Fighter. I was watching Bloomberg News about 20 minutes ago. They said the Copenhagen deal kind of fell short, which is great news. And then last night at 12:17 Central Time, I saw the scum known as the United States Senators, well, the 60 of them on the Democratic side, with the audacity to pass this bill at midnight. That's my comment. My question to you, sir, is I mentioned this on Jason Burmish's show last night, but I think you guys need to bring on the air constitutional lawyers to see if we can, as freedom fighters, get set to press charges on the puppet master known as Barack Hussein Obama. We clearly know that he violated the Logan Act by bringing President of the World at the UN, and every bill he signs from then on, including receiving the Nobel Peace Prize without the consent of Congress, everything he's done after...
Yeah, that's a cash payment by a foreign group.
So after he's done all of that, everything he's done after the UN meeting in New York City has been impeachable offenses against the Constitution, against the Logan Act.
And what they're doing is, what Nixon did right on up to Obama now, is they set the precedent to violate the Constitution and get away with it.
So there's a guy, Mark Levin, he's from New York, he's a great constitutional lawyer, he's a freedom fighter, he goes after these people. You need to get on some constitutional lawyers so we can get rid of these puppet masters, and then at the same time...
Yeah, but Mark Levin is also a neocon, he's pro-war.
Oh, that's not good then. Well, then never mind about him. But
no, I mean, that's okay. It's just I'm just saying, you know, you've got the right wing all right now kind of as the Patriots. But remember what happens once they get in power. We need to remove both leaderships because they're all rotten to the core. But I tell you, this Obama has taken it to new levels. I appreciate your point, Julio, though. Well said. Let's talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks to all you guys over there at Friends of Planet and InfoWars for everything you guys are doing, man. You there?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I haven't heard anything about it, but over here in Central Florida, I'm in Poinciana, and, man, I'll tell you what, it's less than every 10 minutes you're seeing a plane flying over, and they're laying out vast amounts of chemtrails here, and it seems to be fitting out to the, you know, the storms that are headed up north. We're getting in the skies after several hours. You start seeing a little. It kind of looks like a rainbow in the sky, but they're laying flat. You know, not
yeah,
like
it's chemicals. You have planes at 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet in hot weather. It's not ice crystals. And they're spraying chemicals, and now the White House admits it's been a long-term secret program. They mix it in with the jet fuel. The pilots don't even know. They're coming in on their regular runs, and it's darkening the atmosphere. And I just played CNN last hour with the former head of Microsoft admitting that they own the patents are going to do it globally.
Well, I've been taking pictures of this over the last several days. I'm going to send them in. I'm also going to put them up on a website. Also, I'd like to, you know, say something out to the people. You know, this morning I'm watching Senator Barrasso and others speaking on, you know, the issues, how they're so unbalanced and the differences between the right and left and billions of new taxations and, government openly admitting it's got no control. You know, the president's basically willing to sign any bill into order, to play. And that, we completely lost any sign of control or any reasoning.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Randy. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look, Bush tripled the size of government. Obama promised to cut government and spent more than Bush, Clinton, Bush's daddy, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Nixon, all the way back to George Washington. That's a fact. A $4 trillion deficit and counting in 2009. That's just the deficit now, not all the obligations. And government health care and more wars and more taxes and carbon taxes. It is a mass looting, Randy. It is criminal government snatching and stealing everything that's even nailed down. They're taking the kitchen sink. They're pulling up the tile. They're ripping out the wood paneling. They are robbing us blind. They are taking everything and leaving a police state behind as a rearguard action to protect themselves. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to talk to you. You know, it's funny you were mentioning about you're on ManCow. You know, I'm from the Chicagoland area, so I don't listen to him. We obviously know who he is. And when I heard you on there, I knew right away you weren't, you know, the first shot in there. But I told you, you held your own. You did great.
Well, no, I mean, let me just make this point before you go on. I've been on ManCow's show probably 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 times. I mean, I'm on there almost every week. They ask me to come on for 10, 15 minutes. I do it. And he's invited me up there, and he's invited me to events, and he's nice. It's just that he's still, when I talk about the White House science czar, he gives a press conference and says, we're terraforming the planet, we're manipulating the weather. And they have their guys on CNN. He still laughs at me because, I mean, it's like mainstream media tells me there's no New World Order being set up when I have a giant stack of mainstream news articles here in front of me today where they're calling for global government. I mean, that was the point I was making.
Yeah, and you know what, too? If you're looking at, you know, you listen to the radio and even, you know, talk show hosts, there's a left and there's a right, and they both argue against each other, and they've gotten the American people so against each other because they argue the left or the right side that they're not seeing what's in the middle. Like, you know, you're in the middle, I'm in the middle. And we're seeing what's going on here. Our country.
And they even give you a fake middle. Fake middle means you're a socialist instead of a communist. You know, the Republicans are the socialists, the Democrats are the communists. It's all command and control. I'm not in the left, right, or middle. I'm outside their fake paradigm. I'm anti-corruption.
Yeah, exactly. Anti-corruption, pro-constitution. Let's get this country back on track, which sometimes seems like it's an impossible feat, but
if we keep up the good fight, I believe we should overcome this. And hopefully, you know, we keep spreading the word, your word, my word, and try to keep everyone as informed as possible. And when you come on and you give all your data and you say, here's the data right here, right in front of me, you can look up yourself. Sometimes people are too lazy to do that, but that's what you want people to do. So if you actually read it online or read that government piece of paper you have there, then you know what? That's legitimate, and that's how we convince people of the truth and what's going on.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Trent in Canada. Trent, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, with the establishment coming forward and stating that they're doing the spraying, yeah, how is it that we don't know for sure that they're the ones that are responsible for this alleged climate change or whatever is happening that they figure is wrong? And that's what I'm pointing out. A lot of the stuff that's happening in the States right now is a lot of stuff that happened in Canada back in the 80s, you know, with the GST being put in and gun registration happening. And, you know, I think it's a matter of having the U.S. equalize with Canada for this North American Union, I think.
That's what globalization is. That's what they say is taking Americans and Canadians and British rights so we can be like all the other countries that live under tyranny.
Yeah, are they planning to have this also be equalized like with the European Union?
Yes. In fact, it's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, now out for 3 years. We show a press conference with Merkel and Barroso of the EU, Angela Merkel, the head of Germany, and the head of the EU at the time, Barroso. And Bush says, we have integrated North America through the SPP. We are now signing a treaty for Atlantic integration with Europe and North American Union. I mean, they have press conferences saying we've already merged, and the public doesn't even know because nobody but Lou Dobbs would cover it, and now they've run Lou Dobbs out.
Well, that was all I wanted to point out, so thanks a lot, and the best to you.
Trent, thank you so much. Great points. Mike in Vermont disagrees. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Mike from Vermont. I disagree with you on the chemtrail comment you made regarding the being the fuel being contaminated with whatever, and that the pilots don't know what they're doing. You know, don't realize it. I disagree with that because up here, I mean, I watch them turning on and off at will. U-turns, X's, these clouds.
Now, there are some special craft, big white craft, and they've been photographed in Arizona where there's hundreds of them out at military bases, highly secure, fences many miles back. People have got to get up on mountains with telephoto lenses, and they're just taking off and landing 24-7, and they've got bases everywhere. So, yes, you have special chemtrail planes that are chemically spraying, and the Department of Energy admits that. The details are classified, but I'm saying evidence is they're adding lower amounts of it to general jet fuel. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. In that case, yeah, I agree. But these guys, you know, I say they know exactly what they're doing. They mess the sky up every day. I mean, it's a daily thing.
And, folks, think back pre-1995 to those big blue skies that you had almost all the time when there weren't clouds. Now it's always a ratty haze. Every day I walk out in Austin at like 4,000 feet, it's a haze drifting down made up of the chemtrails.
Exactly. Well, that's about it, Alex. That's the only thing I thought. I didn't realize what you were getting at there. I might have misunderstood it. But,
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. That's my problem, is that if I'm going to take calls and go over subjects, I've always got 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 times the evidence and facets and info. It's like when you hear the term fluoride, that is a catch-all term under federal law for over 150 chemicals put in water on average. They have authorization to put over 300 in. And all of them are associated with infertility in men and women, with cancer, with bone fractures, with bone cancer. There are thousands of government studies admitting that just sodium fluoride in water doubles men's chances of bone cancer. People don't believe me. I'll do it live on TV right now, simulcasting on radio. Google fluoride bone cancer. And when we come back from break, I'll show you mainstream studies. That's just one thing. They know it's sterilizing you. They know it makes you passive. That's why your sperm count's down. They know irradiating food destroys its food value. They know spraying live viruses on most of the meat you eat is deadly. That's all coming up. I'm going to cover it from mainstream news. Folks, we're so far gone. We're so deep into it. We've been incrementally taught to accept this. And now they've been covertly doing it for decades. Now they're saying, oh, we're going to put lithium and Prozac in your water to make you happy. Oh, we are sterilizing you in the water. Oh, we are irradiating your food. Oh, we are spraying viruses on your beef.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The preacher man said it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy.
I want to wish everybody a great Christmas Eve and Christmas coming up. I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm going to go to more of your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the latest on health care. The White House is saying you're a Nazi. That's the Washington Times. That you're really a racist if you're against health care. If you call Obama socialist, you're a racist. They're invoking race to divide people. But right now, let's go to Randall in Mississippi. Randall, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. This is my first time calling, and I want to say I appreciate your work and your passion. And I'm gonna let the world know, new world order know that I hate their guts, and I haven't been drinking their fluoridated water for the last 2 decades. I've been living in the country. So I'm not passive, and I'm not dumbed down, and I'm spreading the word, man. And
let me add a point here before you go on. Every week or so, I see articles in Australia, England, Europe, the U.S., or even small towns. We're talking, one I saw last week was a town of less than 10,000 people, where the federal government spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in lobbying and gave them over $500,000 just to put in the system to fluoridate the water. It's not because they care about your teeth, folks. Go ahead.
No. And I want to let you know it comes at a price to spread the word, because they're saying, there's this thing called gang stalking. If your readers, if your listeners don't know what it is, Google it. And that's what's been happening to me for the last 2.5 years. I've been harassed 24/7, and I don't care. That's the price you got to pay.
Well, Randall, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air.
That's the price you got to pay.
Turn your radio off, buddy. Okay, we'll come back to Joe in a minute. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, nice to talk to you. I think that with all the chemtrails and everything, I think they're trying to, like, accelerate an ice age. What do you think of that?
John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, believed we were going to have an ice age in the 70s. And we are, the evidence shows, tipping towards, we're at the end of a 12,000-year warming cycle. And they know the main ice age, the glacial periods, come every 12,000 years. We've been in an interglacial period. And all of the chemtrail spraying does cool the Earth. And the Earth has been cooling for 9 years. And they know that. So, yes, I mean, there's no telling what they're doing. They just admit they've had a long-term global secret weather modification program going on. That's what's wrong with shadow national security government. We don't know what the truth is. These people have unlimited funding. They do whatever they want. They're playing God.
Absolutely. Another thing, you talked about the what they do with the food. I work in the restaurant industry, and the fryer oil, they put silicone in it. It's called dimethyl polysilazine. It's silicone, like what they use in breast implants. And when you heat it up to about 300 degrees, it turns into formaldehyde, which is cancer-causing.
Let me stop you for a minute. I've read about the special ingredients in a lot of French fry oil being carcinogens. You're telling me, because the stuff they put in breast implants is poisonous, you're telling me that's in the fryer grease?
Absolutely. And they actually put it in... They actually put it in the cheese. If you just type in Pizza Hut and silicone, there's an article on Rents.com about how Pizza Hut puts it in their cheese, and then they're giving it to the school kids. So that might be in your
pocket. Well, I've got to read that, because that's a questionable source. But I will check into that for myself. I appreciate it. That is just amazing information. I mean, I don't doubt it, but I have to look at that for myself. I mean, who knows? In fact, where did it go? I had my Papa John's pepper that I was putting on my cheese pizza, and it says crushed red pepper is treated with radiation. I'm going to cover that after I come back and talk to John in PA, John in Florida, Michael in California, and a few others. Then I'm going to briefly get into the latest on health care, and then I'm going to spend a few minutes on how they're poisoning us. Just hit a few of the key points on that front today. We're going to break right now. I want to remind listeners I'm a documentary filmmaker. You can see all my films in super high quality and watch the live TV simulcast of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's not too late as a Christmas gift to give friends and family PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. They're 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a year membership and get 5.5 months free. Give yourself a gift and then give them the passcode as an e-card and give them a gift of truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I return with an abbreviated transmission every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. What I'm going to do first is go ahead and just get into a small snapshot. It's many times worse than I can even describe of what's in your water, what's in your food, what's happening. Then I'm going to briefly hit the latest on healthcare and then talk to John, Michael, Dan, Michael, George, and others that are patiently holding. For over 100 years, the eugenicist out of England, the U.S., and Germany, Hitler was only one brand of it, have been setting up health departments, secretly taking DNA samples from babies for the last 37 years. That's now been declassified and been in the news. They wrote literally hundreds of government white papers we've covered here in the 50s where they said we want to put chemicals in the water to reduce fertility, to sterilize people, and to dumb people down. and to reduce their life expectancy. And all over the country, drugs have been found in reservoirs at levels, in some cases, hundreds of times what they could be from sewage runoff. They've been found in mountain reservoirs. This has been in the Associated Press, where it's original water, original rainwater, original glacier water, original mountain snow runoff. There is no sewage involved. It's original source water, and there's Prozac and birth control and other things in it. Now, the U.S. government's proposed putting Prozac in the water, serotonin reuptake inhibitor-type drugs. We've played those news clips. The Japanese government's been considering it. They've now been pushing putting lithium in the water, which is an antipsychotic, and talking about how natural it is and how it's no big deal and how it helps in suicide. They're talking about putting anti-cholesterol statins in the water. It's now coming out statins don't really mess with your cholesterol too much, that most cholesterol is good, and that it's causing liver problems. And that's mainstream news. So because myself and others have been exposing what they're putting in the water, what GMO food's doing from the real science, because all of this has been coming out, they're going from denying they're putting things in our water to coming out and saying lead in toys is good. Melamine isn't bad for kids, even though it kills them and causes kidney failure. Mercury in shots actually helps your brain, doesn't harm it. We are looking at putting stuff in your water. And they're irradiating more and more food. They're spraying live viruses on food. I want to go over all these mainstream media sources where they throw it in your face. But first off, to give you an idea about how prolific this is, last night we're up here late. I order a couple Papa John's pizzas for the office after my Sunday show. We're up here working on a film, actually two films. I'm working on my film. Jason Burmes is working on his. And I say, I'll order some pizzas. I'm putting red pepper on my pizza. And after I've already eaten a couple pieces of cheese pizza, I look down and it says, crushed red peppers by Papa John's, crushed red peppers treated with radiation. And then it's got a symbol of a flower. Oh, radiation's a flower. I'm going to lay this here on the table, on the broadcast desk, so the document cam can zoom right in on that for everyone watching. Crushed red peppers treated with radiation. And I wish I had an unused package so I could show it where I don't have the corner ripped off like I do there. But is there no way to focus that a little bit better? I guess crushed red peppers treated with radiation. Now, they tried to get irradiation of food passed in the 50s. They had all this nuclear weapons waste, high-power radioactive material. They don't mix actual radiation granules, radioactive substances in, they run food for just a few seconds through high-powered radiation beams that would kill you deader than a hammer if you were in the radiation. And it kills bacteria, it kills other things. And this is so the food companies, scientists and the government wouldn't let them do it till they approved irradiation 8 years ago. Because the studies all over the world showed it destroyed the value of the food. It killed the living enzymes in there, the ring structures, the cofactors. They did rat studies with it. Big problems. But this is crushed red pepper. Why irradiate it? And most of the meat you're eating has been irradiated. A lot of the vegetables you're eating have been irradiated. This is only the tip of the iceberg. The GMO tomatoes and corn that they've mixed animal and insect in with, cross-species genetic engineering. They've crossed pigs and humans. They've crossed spiders and goats to create body armor. They won't believe me. Search engine, spider goats, CBS News, Associated Press. Let's show them a photo of a part spider, part goat for body armor production. Just anything you can imagine is going on. They've released fish in the open sea that are part insect, part plant. It gives rise to super viruses. It gives rise to super mutations in bacteria. This is the true environmental threat. Now, here's an article from the Associated Press, August 19, 2006. This was approved in 05. Agency approves first use of viruses as food additive. A mix of bacteria-killing viruses may be sprayed on cold cuts wieners and sausages is actually approved for all meat to combat common microbes that kill hundreds of people a year, federal officials ruled Friday. The Food and Drug Administration approved it as a food additive. Now, they grow these in giant viral tanks off of meat. And in that those products is the regular viruses and bacteria that were associated with it, and the mutations occur. So they're not just spraying these viruses. Now, they said, well, you naturally have these viruses in your guts, but this is, depending on which mixture, over 1,000, in some cases over 10,000 times, more of these viruses than naturally occur in your gut. It's kind of like Monsanto has a form of corn that bugs won't eat because it has a naturally occurring fungus that grows that will kill bugs. But it's over 1,000 times again stronger than the regular fungus, and it grows inside the corn, and then you eat it. That's one big reason a lot of honeybees are dying. German universities have done the studies and found they have the genetically modified corn that has this natural pesticide in it in their tiny digestive tracts. Because unlike other animals, bees will still get the pollen, then they go die. That's why they have the growth maps of where this is being grown in the U.S. and Europe, where the bees are dying. In some cases, more than 80%. On average, we've lost half our bees in the U.S., half in Europe. So that's going on. So agency approves first use of viruses as food additive. In case you don't believe that, as I tell people this is going on, they don't believe it. Viral meat spray, advancing food safety, ABC News. Says the food aisles don't seem very safe these days. There are still no firm answers as to what caused the E. coli breakout. Well, see, this allows them now, when chicken and beef and poultry and pork has feces on it from the cows and pigs they slaughter and bacteria growing, they spray it down with bleach and try to clean it. Instead, they just leave it dirty and spray the viruses on it. So it allows them to feed you dirty, contaminated meat. The problem is most food poisoning is caused by the excrement, the secretions of the bacteria. Their defecation is toxic. And that's the main toxin that gets you sick. So, see, they just try to clean off the feces, the bacteria feces, and the animal's own feces and blood from when they get hit in the head with a gas-powered hammer and blood spraying out everywhere, and they come in with giant razor blade cutters and slit its throat, start hacking big old pieces off, and it's rolling around in feces everywhere, and they're just slobbing that through, and they take it in with big basters and just spray viruses all over it, bred in big old giant tanks. And they're feeding cows worldwide, rotten, ground up, dead animals from the vet. That's come out in mainstream news. They take your dead animals, grind them up in offal with dead cows and sheep and everything else, and feed rotten meat to cows when they're not even meant to eat meat. Prion crystals then grow and get into the meat. You then eat it. They go to your brain, start growing, because they're meant to grow in dead flesh. Now they got 25-year-olds getting Alzheimer's from it. That's really mad cow in America. This is the what you're feeding your family, and this is eugenics. The globalists stated they were going to develop soft kill weapons so they can give you something that makes you sick, debilitates you, and kills you in 10, 15, 20 years, and then the doctors aren't told how to diagnose it, and they don't know what's happening. Folks, there's thousands of these issues I could go over. And I've interviewed top scientists. Many of them making $2-4 million a year, holding patents. They would feed, in one case in England in the early 90s, GMO potatoes to rats. They would become sterilized. They would have their life expectancy cut in half. They would have mutations after birth, which is very rare. Literally like a horror movie. And then the scientists would go and say, we can't put this on the market. It's sterilizing. And they were told, shut up. Shut up. We're putting it on the market. They know it's sterilizing you. And all these CEOs and all these bankers, most of them aren't in on the larger program. They're eating it too. This is hurting all of us. If you're a bureaucrat, if you're an FBI agent, if you're a cop, if you're a CPS worker, you're an enforcer for this system. Did you get the memo not to drink the 150 plus chemicals on average, in some cases over 300, they put from fertilizer manufacturing and aluminum manufacturing, aluminum production, purification? They take that toxic waste, mercury, lead, arsenic, hundreds of other chemicals, sodium, fluoride, all these different acid complexes of fluoride, and they dump it in your water. It attacks your brain, your glands, calcifies in your bones, attacks fertility. Oh, look, spider goats start work on Wonder Web. What is that out of? Is that out of looks like the London Telegraph. Yeah, it is. Telegraph. I recognize all the papers. That's the London Telegraph. See, spider goats. Folks, we're in Buck Rogers, but it's a nightmare system. We're being slowly killed, slowly exterminated, and the people in pizza chains are told by their distributor, hey, we've got some low-price irradiated stuff here for you, and they just put it on the shelves. They ship it to your house. They deliver it to you to where you can't even get a packet of pepper now that hasn't been irradiated, losing its food value. And that's bare minimum. What does irradiation do, according to Marcola.com, a very trusted medical doctor source? Because it increases the shelf life of the food, it is used in large centralized facilities. Irradiation encourages globalization and consolidation of food production, distribution, and retailing industries, and allows you to be fed food that isn't as fresh. Research dating the 1950s has revealed a wide range of problems with animals that ate irradiated food, including premature death and a rare form of cancer, reproductive dysfunction, chromosomal abnormalities, liver damage, low weight gain, and vitamin deficiencies. And then they have all this sourced, a full medical source from the government's own document. Show them the sourcing on that. Irradiation destroys vitamins, essential fatty acids, and other nutrients in foods, sometimes significantly. I mean, it just goes on and on. The process destroys 80% of vitamin A in eggs, but the FDA nonetheless legalized irradiation in these products. Goes on. There's all the sources. Absolute fact. So, again, I'm only giving you a very tiny fraction of this. Let's now play a clip from MSNBC Hardball with their CNBC co-host coming on, the Info Girl, the Info Babe, telling you, hey, what's wrong with lead in toys? Here it is.
Coming further. Coming closer.
I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous.
Can you get a little closer to the camera?
Is it
coming in closer?
In
no, coming further.
All right.
Their
coming
costs
closer.
Of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too.
Can you get a little closer to the camera?
Yeah, the particular clip they found, I appreciate it. That's not the right clip. That's some joke clip. I know we wrote an article at PrisonPlanet.com. That is Matthews, and he did say, come in closer. And then she goes on to say, we've got to go ahead and have the poison toys. But then they, as a joke, put that clip back in. Let's do another search on that or ask Watson. I want the original unedited clip for people. Okay, here's another clip. This is CBS News in Austin, but this went out nationwide. It's what they call a news package. The news is satellited to them with a script. The local news readers read it. But this went out nationwide on all CBS TV channels telling you that a government study tells you that mercury is good for your brain when it's the most deadly heavy metal attacking brain cells. Here it is.
Here's tonight's medical headlines with medical watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, now here is Fox News telling you how great it is that Japan is looking at lithium in the water. And again, this is already all going on. You're now being told how great it is because the alternative media is exposing it. So they're saying, yeah, we're doing weather modification. Yeah, we're setting up a world government. Yeah, we're putting stuff in your water. You're now being, yeah, we're listening to your cell phones by law with a system that can track you and listen to you even when the phone's turned off. Yeah, it's all happening. Here it is.
Day 32 now, with only 2 weeks left of 2009, we're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. R. Kel Giorgio to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and as of course to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium.
Back it up a few seconds. Notice that she says, we put fluoride in. We put stuff in table salt. Lithium. You're being sold on this. I mean, this is, imagine 50 years ago, a science fiction movie where they're putting stuff in your water and food. Well, they did write a science fiction book, 1932, Brave New World, where they do drug you. And Aldous Huxley, who wrote it, his brother was a head eugenicist. He gave a 1962 speech at Berkeley saying, this is actually our plan. We are doing this. My book is nonfiction. Finish the clip.
Prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic depressive illness. And what these researchers found in Japan is that lithium is present in trace amounts in the normal water supply in some communities. And in those communities, they have a lower suicide rate. And so they're really investigating whether trace amounts of lithium...
And they have lower sex drive and are obese and have brain damage.
...enough to really, in a positive way, without having the bad effects...
Oh, a positive way.
...to really affect the mood and decrease the suicide rate. Very interesting concept. You know, it's the same reason why we put iodine in salt, fluoride in water. There's many different examples of...
All right. So there you are. It goes on and on how great it is and how wonderful it is and how we need it. And we did find the unedited clip on YouTube of the MSNBC host. It's a CNBC host on MSNBC with Chris Matthews. And he's sitting there and she's talking about how great it is to do this. You're being sold that poison is good. You're being told mercury is good for you. You're being told irradiation is good for you. You're being told GMO crops is good for you. As all these new diseases pop up, as all this illness takes place, they get to kill you off early before you get Social Security, suck your savings out in medical care. The average doctor has no idea this is happening. We are all living in a nightmare science fiction control grid. Wake up, people. Have the mental strength to admit what's happening.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
I want listeners to really let this sink in. Think about it. Think about it long and hard. If the founding fathers discovered that the government was putting toxins in the water to brain damage them and make them more docile and pliable, would they get angry? Would your grandfather or your great-grandfather get violently angry if they were radiating food that destroys the food value and feeding it to his kids or grandkids? Would they get angry if hundreds of chemicals were being put in their water? Would they be angry if viruses were being sprayed on their meat? Yes. The reason you're not angry and the reason you're not like your grandparents or their parents is because for at least 60 years, toxic chemicals have been put in your food and water. I have Times of London articles where the British and Australian government would ship rice with toxic sedatives on them and sterilants to Asia. This has been going on forever. You have a scientific dictatorship that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants to you. The denial is over. And because we've been exposing them, they know you're docile. They know you're partially drugged. But you can still fight through it. Get yourself cleaned up. Then you'll feel your normal anger. Come back. That anger is to motivate you to get yourself out of a bad situation. And so now they're going, that's right, lithium. That's right, Prozac in the water. Statins in the water. That's right, we're irradiating your food. That's right, we're spraying viruses on it. That's right, we're feeding you GMO crops that sterilize everything that's fed it. That's right. That's right. Mercury's good for your baby. And I'm running out of time, but if you search engine the term FDA says melamine not harmful, then you read the article. In fact, do that real fast. FDA says melamine not harmful. Remember a couple years ago, all the Chinese plastic and food was killing people and making them sick? So the FDA just came out and said, we're just going to say it's not bad for you. What will they say next? Jumping off a 500-foot cliff and isn't bad for you? They think you're stupid. Are you? I meant to get into health care. Senate health bill passes major test. Health plans on collision course in the House. Washington Times reports Senate White House foes of health care are birthers, right-wingers, and Aryan groups. So this is a way to demonize anybody. You don't want government-run health care, a big insurance company scam. Oh, yeah, the big banks are behind this. It's on record. Their stocks are way up. Even the socialists don't want it now. They're finding out it's a scam on them. It's a ripoff. You have a banker bailout, it's a ripoff. You have global warming taxes, it's a ripoff. You have government health care, it's a ripoff. Everything's a ripoff. Everything's to consolidate wealth and power. Please warn everybody you know about this. Please reach out to your friends and family. Tell them about the free podcast at Infowars.com. They can get it off the listen page. Listen how they want, when they want, or the local AM and FM or XM or however you're listening to us. Tell people how to listen because we're the show that covers the facts and is really waking people up. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but we're doing the best job we can. I want to thank the crew and tell them great job. Before I hit one final point, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them, Supernatural Silver. People everywhere are discovering the power of silver sol technology. This information should be on all major news outlets, but I don't see anybody covering it. You can find out for yourself why the powers that be are suppressing this groundbreaking technology. You ought to see all the peer-reviewed stuff they've got by SupernaturalSilver.com. This product is essential for home use as well as emergency preparedness. Arm yourself and your loved ones with the silver sol technology for the bio threats of today and tomorrow. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Or check out the banner on Infowars.com. And finally, I want to tell you about My Solar Backup, great little solar power generator system. And you can find out more about that by calling toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hurricanes, ice storms.
Or MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. Get off the grid today. MySolarBackup.com. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.